Now, the third religious king was Reipachin in the 9th century, and he was an even more ardent Buddhist than Trisong Detsen, and he did very much indeed for the propagation of Buddhism. He established temples, he established monasteries, he encouraged Buddhist arts and crafts, and perhaps most important of all, he set up a permanent body, a permanent commission for the translation of the scriptures. And this body, this commission, laid down rules of translation. And in those days you couldn't just, if you felt like it, learn Sanskrit and translate a Buddhist text into Tibetan. No, you had to get the permission of this commission. And this commission compiled a glossary of Buddhist terms in Sanskrit and Tibetan, a glossary which still exists, incidentally, and is well known to scholars. So in this way, the translation of Buddhist texts, scriptures from Sanskrit into Tibetan, was made regular and uniform. And the Tibetans didn't have to come up against the sort of obstacles which the poor English student of Buddhism sometimes comes up against. For instance, the Tibetans decided that the word Dharma should be translated by Chö. So nobody was allowed to translate in any other way. So when you read in a Tibetan text Chö, you knew that that meant Dharma. But the English translations, well, they give various versions. Sometimes they translate it as the law, sometimes the doctrine, sometimes truth, sometimes the true idea, some translate it as the norm. So the beginner hardly knows where he is or where she is. Because the same word is translated in so many different ways by different translators. But the Tibetans prevented all that from happening by setting up this commission, this body of people responsible for supervising translations, which compiled this glossary in Sanskrit and Tibetan, which everybody had to follow. So all this gave a great impulse, in fact a great impetus, to the study of Buddhism. But unfortunately, in the midst of it all, the king was assassinated as a result of a Bun conspiracy. And this religious king, this third religious king, Reipachin, was succeeded by his brother, Lang Dharma, who looked with very, very great disfavor on Buddhism. He was completely against it. So a terrible persecution then ensued. The temples, the monasteries were demolished, the monks were killed or driven out, the scriptures were all destroyed, and Buddhism practically perished from Tibet. However, there were just a few faithful followers who kept the flame of Buddhism alive in those dark days, especially in central Tibet. This period was also a period of great political confusion, and eventually the country broke up into a number of different states. It was also a period of religious confusion because some Hindu tantric teachers started infiltrating Tibet from Kashmir, and they introduced a number of very questionable practices. And it's from those days that the Tantra began to get a bad name, even the Buddhist Tantra. And Buddhism itself, we may say, such as it was, as much of it as had survived in Tibet, became more and more debased and more corrupted. And this was a cause, this was a source of very serious concern to a number of earnest Buddhists. So they decided, when things quietened down a bit, they decided to invite the great teacher Atisha from Vikramashila, which was another of the great monastic universities, Buddhist universities, of northeastern India.